Good morning, everyone. This is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Audubon County NRCS offices with this week's USDA report. Well, the fall season is certainly upon us, and I think everyone can agree it has come just a little early this year. Well, with this year's early harvest and the dry conditions, it may be tempting for producers to go out and do some tillage this fall. Folks, when it really boils down to it, there really is no reason to do any full field tillage this fall. All that this type of tillage will do is continue to dry out our soils that are really too dry already. We need to be conserving what little moisture we currently have in our soils. Our producers really need to resist that urge and temptation to do any tillage, even if you are planting a cover crop. I have seen a lot more corn silage that has been taken this year, and a lot of it was taken to meet forage needs for our livestock producers. I've also noticed some corn stalks being baled this year, too. I want to remind these producers that if silage was taken or any residue was baled, you really need to think about how you're going to keep that ground covered and protected. Don't assume you will have enough residue if you skip rows while baling. Cover crops such as cereal rye or even winter wheat will help keep your soil protected, scavenge nutrients that haven't been used, and hold what little moisture we do have. If you've removed crop residues by chopping silage or baling on highly erodible land, you definitely need to be drilling in a cover crop in order to remain in compliance with your conservation plan. These covers can be drilled directly into the soil without any tillage. The best thing to do is come into our office as soon as possible and visit with us so we can help you make the right decisions for the care of your land. When it comes to compliance, there is no asking for forgiveness later. Our Environmental Quality Incentive Program, or EQIP, will be in full swing for next year. At this time, applications will need to be into our office by Friday, October 19th, to be eligible for the next round of funding. In particular, folks that have livestock-related practices, such as hoop buildings and the monoslope buildings for feedlots, or pasture-related practices, such as watering facilities or pasture interseeding, really need to check out this program. There are good opportunities for our livestock producers to receive some financial assistance through this program. Finally, I want to tell folks out there that there are some exciting changes to how NRCS does business with our customers, and these changes are really going to be coming here in the near future. I won't say a whole lot more about them, but you definitely want to stay tuned to future USDA reports for more details. That concludes this week's USDA report. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, wishing everyone a good fall.